Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Restaurants are back open in Michigan today. For the first time since mid-November, you can make reservations, grab a meal or drinks indoors. There is some cautious optimism from some restaurant owners that the return of indoor dining might mean a slow return to normalcy, but that's far from certain. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott has been checking into this, and he tells us that some places are frustrated by the new COVID restrictions, and others are waiting to see what's going to happen. Tyler, welcome back.
Hey, April. Good to talk to you again.
So what kind of demand are restaurants seeing right now? We're 2 days into the period in which Governor Whitmer said they could be open again.
Yeah, well, it seems there's always that slice of people who are wanting to and willing to go out and eat at a restaurant as soon as they're allowed to. I talked to more than a dozen restaurants in the past week about folks getting ready for this relaunch of indoor dining. And Monday, one of them at Singerman's Roadhouse in Ann Arbor, they had somebody standing outside the door at 8 o'clock in the morning waiting for them to open up for breakfast. From what I saw yesterday driving around Southeast Michigan, lunch was a little slow, but a lot of places were saying they were getting reservations, not just yesterday, but in the past few days and weeks, people looking to, go out to eat again and make Valentine's Day reservations right around the corner. So it seems that people are trying to get out there, even as other slices of the population. I talked to one restaurant owner who said, there's your group that'll be here as soon as they can. There's another group that's only going to eat outside no matter what, even now in the winter. And there's that third group that for now, they'll get carry out, but we're not going to see them until we're truly in a post-pandemic situation.
Huh. Tyler, did you get a sense that most places are opening up for indoor dining if they have a chance to?
Yeah, it's kind of self-selecting a little bit because it's hard to talk to the restaurants who are closed down right now.
Right.
But the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association says, according to members that it surveyed, WXYZ-TV reported 60% said they were going to open up for indoor dining. And there's a lot of factors that go into it. I didn't talk to any restaurant manager or owner that expects to profit off 25% capacity, whether they're opening or not. But on the other hand, some people are opening up because they're a restaurant. That's what they're here to do.
How did you see owners of restaurants and operators reacting to the restrictions that are placed on indoor dining? I mean, everybody still has to stay pretty spaced out, right?
Yeah, and for the most part, there was a lot of frustration with the 25% number. It's a lot of a mixed bag because people are happy to have a chance, like you said at the beginning, to serve people indoors again, but they wish they could be open at 50% like they were back in the summer and fall before they had to totally shut down indoor dining. Like I said, none of them expect to make money maxing their capacity out at 25% of what they could usually do. But there are a few that between the new COVID variant that's in Southeast Michigan and the uncertainty right now of not exactly knowing what to expect between carry out and dine in, what demand is going to look like. Like Amy Koopman, she's the general manager at Zaruna Mediterranean Grill in Kalamazoo. And she said she's actually pretty happy, and we have some tape, about that 25% restriction makes it kind of easier to ease back into things.
Actually, we're pretty relieved, honestly, about the 25% rule, just to kind of get the staff back into trying to handle indoor and out, or takeout and dining at the same time. So just kind of taking it easy at first.
She was concerned about a situation where, the dining room could be full at 25% and maybe the phone's also ringing off the hook for carryout. So still in this first week back, kind of feeling things out, not just in an operations way in terms of knowing what to expect for customers, but some places I've talked to also waiting to bring back some staff until they see, is this phase of indoor dining going to stick? Are we going to be able to go up in capacity soon? What exactly is going to happen? They're waiting to see.
Did anybody talk to you about the way that they're making these decisions about whether or not to stay open or, how many tables they're going to put outside or things like that?
Yeah, mostly for, like I said, other than Amy, a lot of restaurant owners that I talk to are feeling kind of hemmed in by the current restrictions, and like as I've said several times, operating at 25% capacity, they're not going to make any profit. Several people said the same phrase to me, which was opening right now is only going to allow them to lose less money. But if they can bring people in the door, that's what they're going to do. Nobody put it to me better than Chris Szabo, who's the co-owner of the Antlers restaurant in Sault Ste. Marie up in the UP.
I mean, there's a break-even point for every business. And 25% of what we were normally doing sure ain't it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's better than nothing. No, it's not necessarily. You know, we're going to open because, you know, we want to see some faces. We want to get going. But it ain't going to make us any money.
And Chris told me that they scaled back their staff when they had to shut down indoor dining. They're down to a real skeleton crew at this point, and they're not bringing anybody back yet. They're going to see kind of how it goes at first.
It definitely sounds like survival mode. What does this mean for the restaurant industry workforce as far as jobs? I'm sure we're nowhere close to where we were in terms of employment levels.
Yeah, I haven't seen the numbers yet exactly, but I've just talked to so many restaurants in the past week that say, just like Szabo up there at the Antlers, we're not going to go hire everybody back immediately like we're prepared to go into a rush of indoor dining. Let's wait this out and take this slow. And, you know, it depends so much on restaurant by restaurant, business by business. If you've been able to get by okay with carryout, and delivery and that sort of thing, and you've got your staff that's been working at reduced hours, and then there are places that have had to lay everybody off because they've been totally shut down, and they don't want to bring people back now only to have to lay them off again if there's bad news down the road and indoor dining reverses course and gets shut down. Andy French owns Aubrey's Pizzeria in Ypsilanti, and he was telling me about exactly this.
25% is better than shut down, but it is still a difficult place for us to be. And that's one of the reasons why we haven't called anyone back. We really want to see kind of what this looks like.
French told me that when they opened for lunch, they were pleasantly surprised by what they saw as far as foot traffic. And they did have a couple reservations. But for now, you know, take it slow and easy.
Tyler, we are so far from having folks who were in service industry be part of a priority group in terms of vaccinations. Did you talk to any workers about how safe they feel about all this?
For the most part, there was a lot of eagerness to get back to work for people that I've seen just anecdotally on social media, in addition to who I've talked to. And the idea of workplace safety did come up as a concern, though, even with these restrictions in place. You know, your servers and your bartenders and the like are the people who are interfacing with customers who have to trust and depend on folks acting how they're supposed to act in this COVID area and stay safe. As far as vaccinations, one server I talked to, Brianna Duncan, she was telling me she can't wait to get vaccinated. She's been told that her job will help her get vaccinated through the local health department as soon as that supply is there on a local level. In the meantime, she just hopes that Brianna hopes that people will be, you know, courteous when they do go out.
I think it's really hit or miss. People either really care and they're really careful, or they don't at all, and you have to constantly remind them to put their mask back on. And you have to deal with like people being upset at you for doing your job. But like, there's people like me, like I have a genetic blood disease. I will die if I get COVID, but this is what I do. So like, I'm not gonna take myself out of what I do for a living, but I expect people to be respectful enough that I wanna like live long enough to make it through COVID. And that's the biggest issue I think is gonna be a problem with having everything open again.
So she's right at that crossroads of trying to balance safety with, you know, she's got to make a living.
Yeah. Driving around, there are a couple of places that have chosen to try the outdoor dining option, either in terms of having some heaters, you know, stand-up heaters or propane heaters that they put next to the tables, or have even seen a few plastic igloos, these domes that get put over a small table. Did you get a chance to talk to anyone, either who was a server or a restaurant owner, about whether people are taking advantage of that or how it's working out?
Yeah, I actually stopped by Black Diesel Coffee on the south side of Ann Arbor, and they've got some, they've had for a while now, those dome igloos, like you mentioned. And there was a couple groups in there sharing some igloos and sharing a coffee when I stopped by. Didn't poke my head in there because I didn't want to, you know, intrude on their, you know, air circulation they had going on. But I talked to the general manager inside, and he said, yeah, that's something we have going. Now we can have a few people in here too. That's great. We're going to keep them up and see how it goes. Give people that option. Nobody wants to be operating at 25% of capacity, right? Regardless of safety, you want to be able to do 100% of what you can do. So businesses that are trying these outdoor seating arrangements, even here in a Michigan winter, are unlikely, I think, to give that up now. They're just looking to serve whoever they can, however they can.
Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott. Tyler, thank you so much for the update.
No problem.
It has been a dark, bleak winter for everyone in the service industry. We thought it'd be a good time to go back and speak with someone we first met last spring. Amanda Danielson is the co-owner of Trattoria Stella in Traverse City. Her place serves fine Italian cuisine and fine wines. Amanda, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any bookings yet?
We do. The phone started ringing. We actually are opening officially tomorrow, even though we could have on Monday. But the phone started ringing as soon as the governor announced February 1st.
This is just like what happened to you in the summer. I remember the last time we talked, you were absolutely swamped with reservations as soon as it became obvious that restaurants were going to be allowed to open doors.
I think the biggest difference is, if you remember when we opened in May, it was just our zone that was reopening, and it was also right before a holiday weekend. So we were inundated with calls from all over the state and country of people that were actually traveling to those few areas that were open for regular business. This time, the whole state is being treated as one unit. And so I think there's, and it's, you know, it's winter time here, even though it's a mild winter. And I think people are not as, they don't feel as forced. Like if they want to go out, they have to go up north. They can go out in their own restaurants, in their own neighborhoods, and their own towns and cities.
Sure. What were things like for you in November and December this year?
Miserable. I mean, we did the best that we could, for sure, trying to get creative and also trying to serve our community with lower price, because everybody's struggling a little bit. And so we had lower price family meals that were going to continue, that people could pre-order ahead of time. We created an online wine store. We started a wine club. We expanded our carryout options. We just really tried to get as creative as we could, especially given that we're in a historic building and had no opportunity for outdoor seating. So we really couldn't do any kind of actual table service. We had to rely exclusively on carryout sales, period.
And I know that you really did put some thought into this. There's a whole list of family meal menu options on the website that people have been able to choose from. How did that work out?
It worked out really well. You know, I think, like you said, without any dining capacity, you can't even talk about sales. They're minuscule compared to what we're accustomed to. And we really wanted to keep our management staff employed as well, because the unemployment benefits aren't nearly as close to their actual salaries as they previously were. So we made the business decision to try to just be that good member of the community that we've been, you know, for almost 17 years now, and try to create those opportunities where we can participate in the community, still serve the community, still maintain the high level of quality that we always have. And I think that the community, many of our regular guests turned out in response to that and in support of us, which was great. Unfortunately, without those in-house dining sales, you know, I mean, it was still, I mean, we lost more in November and December and up until, I mean, in all winter. It's just, it was devastating for our business. You know, we had to close to Franklin, and Stella will survive for sure on the strength of the people that work there. And the community, but it was a very, very challenging winter, and we just tried to make the most of it and stay as positive as we could as well.
Sure. How's your staff doing?
Great. You know, we kept our management staff, the whole team of managers, employed, which was wonderful. And actually, it's been fun to watch, because, you know, with so much less to do, we're we've got all these very highly skilled people basically running the show, and they've been extraordinary, like truly extraordinary, watching them do that. And with we brought our servers back, our top tier of servers back starting yesterday, just to get the dining room refreshed and ready to receive guests starting tomorrow. And everyone was just really chomping at the bit to get back to work, cleaning, just setting up the dining room. People are just excited. You know, honestly, I would say our staff is also on the mature side of things. It's not a young transient staff as some sectors of our industry tends to have. We have a very long, I think everybody there has been with us for over 10 years at least. So we have that level of commitment on the part of our staff, and it was great to see everybody's faces yesterday for sure.
Did everyone who you called choose to come back?
Yes. We haven't called back everybody yet, but everyone that we did call back of the house and front of the house has committed to coming back. And again, we saw all those faces of our front of the house, our service staff, back yesterday.
How did it feel to be able to make those calls?
It was spectacular. Remember last time the unemployment benefits were significant, and for some people, depending on their position, they actually made more to stay at home. And just to receive the benefits plus the extra federal benefits. This time, that's not really the case. And so I think even though the people that we called would have come back no matter what, there will be, I think, with that next tier of people, less fallout than the last time, because there aren't that financial reward for staying home.
Right. You know, I saw a photo on Instagram the other day that was taken in Los Angeles, and it showed restaurants, in a thriving business district, and the restaurant tables outdoors, of course, were absolutely packed. The person who posted it had a pretty harsh take on what he was seeing. His concern was that the working class in LA are paying the price because people with health insurance, people of means, want to dine out. There's no doubt in my mind that some people who are servers or who work in the kitchen are feeling enormous relief at having the opportunity to get back to work. But I'm sure that some of them are also very frightened about COVID and not sure when they're going to be able to get a vaccine. You know, I'm not trying to put all this on the back of restaurant owners, but are your feelings at all mixed about being able to reopen this week?
I'm more concerned about just how utterly unbalanced the response to this has been toward the restaurant industry. I'll give you an example. I can think of five people who have been able, through whatever means, to get vaccines who are really in their professions not remotely at risk. And one of the factors that the CDC put out was to be able to get back to some level of social normalcy, which is how they determined the tiers, right, and the groups of people, a combination of public health and a combination of being able to return to some level of commerce. We should be on the front. I mean, I'm not worried about us reopening because we did it safely before and we'll do it safely again. We've always prioritized the safety of our staff and the safety of our guests. I know that we can do that safely. I have no problem enforcing the protocols from MDHHS. But my issue is that I don't think that people are doing enough, that the government is doing enough to support and protect those restaurant workers. They've already disproportionately affected our incomes, both from ownership all the way down to the front lines, to the bussers and the cooks and the dishwashers and the servers and the bartenders, et cetera. We should have greater priority in order to be able to take advantage of additional safety protocols. And I really believe that vaccines are one of those things. Now, that said, there are a lot of people that are high-risk people that also aren't being able to get it. And I'm not saying we should supersede that group, but there are plenty of people that are receiving the vaccine that, you know, work alone in an office or a lab, but somehow by some grace, they fall under a category and they really aren't nearly at risk, where we're dealing with the public every single day. It is our responsibility to keep ourselves safe. I flew recently and I wore my KN95 mask and a surgical mask over it, just because I know it's my responsibility to keep myself safe. And my staff will certainly do that too. We actually provide them with masks that are safe and CDC compliant. But I think that extra layer of safety and comfort would be a wonderful thing to offer to an industry that's been disproportionately affected in a negative way by all the policies since, really since the beginning and certainly since November.
Amanda Danielson is the co-owner of Trattoria Stella in Traverse City. Amanda, thank you so much for talking to us, and we wish you all the luck for the rest of the winter.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.